The box was just the usual brown kind, no big neon letters or red stamps all over it reading, "Warning, erotic material inside." Of course not. Still, I felt funny signing for it with the UPS guy standing there on the porch. The return address read Thomas Industries, so he couldn't possibly know what was in the package. Still, I was sure that the way my hand trembled when I tried to sign my name in that little electronic screen and the weak smile I gave him must have given me away. I picked up the phone on the way to the couch, crooking the box under my arm. Kelly's number was in speed dial, and I waited for her to answer while I opened the box. "Hey, girl," she said. I loved caller ID. "Guess what I got today?" I was grinning. I couldn't help it, as I pulled all the wrapping out of the box. Kelly squealed. "Oh my God, have you used it yet?" I flushed as I picked it up. "No, I literally just signed for the package. It's huge." "Wait until you try it," Kelly said. "I love my rabbit." "This is a hummingbird," I said. The vibrator was pink, kind of jelly-like in texture, with a little hummingbird attached to the base. I turned it upside down, looking at the dual controls, and aimed the tip of it at the crotch of my jeans. If it were pushed all the way inside, the little vibrating bird would sit directly on my clit. I shivered at the thought. "What are these metal bead things for again?" Kelly groaned. "Oh, God, Tara, they feel so good. They rotate. Turn it on, you'll see. I have to put in the batteries," I told her. "Hang on." I set the phone down and dug in the box. Batteries included. How convenient. They were easy to slide in, and I pressed both of the on buttons. The metal beads rotated under the see-through shaft, and the little bird, well, hummed. You could keep pushing the buttons to make it vibrate and rotate faster. "Kelly," I said, picking up the phone. "I can hear it," she said. "God, just the sound makes me wet." "Kelly?" I flushed, the vibrator trembling in my hand. I turned the controls up as high as they would go. It was kind of loud. "Want me to get mine?" she asked, lowering her voice. "We can play together." "Kelly?" I said again, feeling my cheeks grow even hotter. I wiggled on the couch, feeling the seam of my jeans rubbing between my legs. It felt really good. "Oh, come on," she said. "Wouldn't it be more fun to share it?" I touched the pink bulbous tip to the seam of my jeans and shivered. "Okay." "Hang on," she said. I slid my jeans and panties down off my hips while I waited for her to come back to the phone, getting comfortable on the couch, still crooking the phone. The vibrator was still going strong. I lifted my shirt and pulled down the cup of my bra, touching the pink tip to my dark-colored nipple. The shaft vibrated a little, but the hummingbird was the thing that really got going. I pressed that to my nipple and moaned out loud. "Ooh, ah." "Hey, don't start without me," Kelly said, sounding out of breath. "Where are you?" I asked, rubbing the hummingbird over my other nipple now, my eyes closing at the sensation. "My bedroom," Kelly said. "Taylor's in preschool today." "So," I held the vibrator up. "Yours looks like mine?" "Yep, except it's blue and has a rabbit instead of a hummingbird." "So, how do you..." "I'm gonna tell you," she said. "Let me get my panties off." I'd seen Kelly with her panties off a million times, but I hadn't ever really thought about her taking her panties off to, well, to do what we were about to do. "Are you undressed?" she asked. "You should have your panties all the way off." "Yeah," I replied, sneaking the little hummingbird down my belly and pressing it against my clit. Oh, God. I'd only ever owned one vibrator, and it was the old white kind with the screw-top bottom, and it had been sitting dead in my drawer for 2 years. I remembered now how good vibrators really were. "Okay, what I like to do," Kelly started, "is to tease my clit with the little rabbit. Hummingbird for you." "Yeah," I breathed. "I am. Oh, doesn't that feel good?" "Yes. Oh, yes." I could feel my pussy lips swelling, my juices flowing. "I know," she said. I could hear her breathing a little faster. I couldn't help remembering what her pussy looked like. Her naturally red hair trimmed and shaved into a neat little strip above her bare lips. What did her little blue rabbit look like sliding between them? I looked down between my own legs, rubbing the pink hummingbird between the dark hair of my slit. Kelly kept telling me I should shave there, but I never had. "Okay," Kelly said, sounding breathless. "Now, you should be wet enough to slide it inside. Are you?" "Oh yeah," I replied, tilting the vibrator and aiming the tip towards my pussy. Are you? I heard her smile. "God, yes." "Are you putting yours in too?" My voice was moving toward a whisper, although no one was home. I slipped the tip of it into my pussy, sliding it about halfway in. "Yeah, right now," she said. "God, I love feeling it go inside." "Me too." "Okay," she breathed. "Now, press it all the way till your little bird rests right against your clit." I slid it in further, and the hummingbird's long, slender bill, soft and jelly-like and vibrating furiously, rested right up against my clit. I pushed it in further, and the whole body, the wings spread, covered my clit. "Oh, Kelly," I moaned, rocking my hips a little. "You do it too." "I am," she whispered. "You can fuck yourself like this if you want. It feels really good. Just move it in and out." I did, sliding the shaft through my wetness, moving the hummingbird over my clit again and again. My whole body felt flushed, and when I closed my eyes, I wondered what Kelly looked like, laying on her bed and fucking her pussy, just like me. "It gets better, though," she said. "It can't," I breathed, fucking myself a little faster now. "You can make it go faster or slower by pushing the buttons," she explained. "One controls the vibration, the other rotates the beads." I'd forgotten about the beads. I pushed the other button, and they began to rotate inside of me, slowly at first, then faster as I kept pushing and pushing the button. "Oh!" I cried out, half in surprise, half in pleasure. They were moving around and around inside, touching me in places I didn't even know existed. "Yeah," Kelly whispered, her breath coming even faster. "Do you like it?" Oh, yes," I moaned, really rocking my hips now, the vibrator shoved all the way in me. "You can get really good and learn to control it with one hand," Kelly murmured, "and then you can use your other hand to play with your nipples." "Are you?" I whispered, imagining Kelly's full breasts, her pink nipples. "Yeah," she said. "Makes it that much better." I tried it, shoving the vibrator into me with one hand and moving my other hand over to tweak my hard nipples. I whimpered into the phone. "Oh, I really like that." Kelly was breathing really fast now, and I could just hear the buzz of her vibrator moving. "Tara," she whispered. "Yes," I said. "I'm really close," she panted. Oh, it's so fucking good, honey." "Me too," I breathed, grinding against the vibrator now, my hips lifting off the couch. "I'm almost there." "Come on," she murmured. "I want you to come with me." Now, oh, Kelly, now," I cried, my orgasm taking me by surprise, the force of it incredible, each spasm trying to force the vibrator out of me, but I held it in, riding it, bucking against it. I could hear her coming too, moaning through the phone, and the sound of it was exciting, strange and familiar all at once. I dropped the phone for a moment, and it fell between the couch cushions. My ears were ringing, and things looked fuzzy. I don't think I'd ever come so hard. I turned the vibrator off, my clit and pussy swollen, still feeling thick with it as I pulled it out. It was soaking wet with my juices, and I rested it against my belly. I dug for the phone, finding it and putting it back to my ear. I could hear Kelly still panting. "Oh, baby, Yeah, I love it hard, she whispered. I looked down at the receiver for a moment. I knew she'd come, I was sure of it. So what was she doing now? Oh, dear, she murmured. Don't stop. I'm gonna come again. My face, my whole body felt like it was on fire listening to her. I could hear her vibrator still, the sound of her voice, her breath, all moving toward climax. Come again? More than once? I reached down and pressed my hand between my legs, everything there still throbbing with my orgasm. My clit felt too sensitive to touch. Still, it felt good, rubbing my hand over my mound. Maybe. Oh, fuck, she moaned. Oh, honey. I'm coming again for you. Yes, I whispered into the phone, closing my eyes and imagining her hips thrusting into the air, her hand working the vibrator between her legs, her other hand cupping and kneading her breast. We were quiet for a moment, and I listened to her breathing return to normal, still keeping my hand between my thighs, covering my mound. Do you like your new toy? Kelly asked. I smiled. I think I'm definitely going to keep it. God, you were so hot, she whispered. I was so turned on. Me too, I said, opening my eyes. I can't wait to show John. Kelly laughed. I can't wait to hear about it. Hey, I said. I felt shy now, somehow. I knew we'd crossed over some invisible line, but I didn't know what it meant. Talking about our sex lives was way different than doing what we just did. Thanks for, showing me. My pleasure, sweetie. Anytime. I wondered what she meant, if that was just a casual remark, but I didn't get a chance to ask. Listen, I have to go get Taylor from preschool. Call me tomorrow and tell me how it all goes? I will, I said. We hung up. I picked up the vibrator, which was still glistening with my juices. I couldn't wait for John to come home. Of course, we ended up having a fight. It was just some stupid thing about who was supposed to bring the cans in on garbage day, but neither of us was in the mood to talk to each other, let alone have sex by the time we climbed into bed. I just left my new toy tucked into my night table and didn't say anything about it. I fell right asleep, and probably would have slept the whole night through without hearing John, but I woke up from a dream about Kelly. It was almost like waking from a nightmare, jolted, eyes wide, but my hands were between my legs, and my pussy was pulsing in response. I realized that it was a wet dream, and I remembered Kelly was laying on the bench in the locker room at the gym, her legs spread. I had her vibrator in my hand, and I was fucking her with it. She kept asking me to use my tongue, but I was afraid. I woke up hearing her moaning in my head as she climaxed and realized that the bed was shaking. It wasn't just me. John was masturbating. I smiled, closing my eyes again, listening to his hand shuttle up and down his shaft. He was unaware of me, I knew. He was too used to me sleeping through it all. Oh, yeah, baby. Spread that ass for me, he whispered. I closed my eyes, getting into his fantasy. My hand was still tucked between my legs, and I edged my finger between my lips as I listened to him searching out my clit. Come on, let me lick it. His hand moved faster, the bed vibrating. The thought of John licking pussy from behind was exciting. Let me shove my tongue into your ass. My finger froze against my clit, and I think I even stopped breathing. Where was he imagining putting his tongue? Breathing was very fast, and I heard him grunt and stop moving. I knew, from listening to him before, that he hadn't come. He waited a few moments, and I listened to his breath slow while I nudged my clit with my finger, thinking about what I'd just heard. His hand started moving again, and I strained to hear him whispering in the dark. My finger was rolling around my clit now, rubbing it in circles. You want that tongue, baby? He murmured. I found myself aching to play with my new toy, to feel it filling me again, that heavenly vibration running all through me. Of course, I couldn't do that and still listen to John. I remembered what Kelly had said at the gym about rolling over and helping him. Yeah, that's it, he moaned, and I could hear that his cock was slick. I rolled toward him and heard him stop. He was trying to control his breathing. I waited for a moment, and he started again, whispering something else I couldn't hear. My pussy was aching, and I edged a little closer to him, touching my legs and feet to his. He stopped again, turning his head toward me. Tara, he whispered. Yeah, I murmured, sliding a hand over his hard, flat belly under the covers. His hand was still wrapped around his stiff cock, and I moved my hand over his, sliding up and down. Don't stop. He started to say something, but I leaned over and licked his nipple. I love listening to you touch yourself, I whispered, tracing circles in the dark. He moaned, his hand moving again, moving my hand with his up and down his shaft. That's so hot, I whispered. You make me so wet. He groaned again, turning his face to me and searching for my mouth. I kissed him. Our tongues mingled wetness and heat. I want to show you something, I said, leaning over and pulling open my night table drawer. I found the vibrator and switched on the low light next to the bed. John was squinting at me, and I smiled as I turned back to him, holding my toy. His jaw dropped. Then he grinned. Wow. Do you want to watch me play? I asked, pressing the button and making the little hummingbird vibrate. You can play, too, while you watch me. Maybe we can come together. His eyes went from me to the vibrator. Yeah. I leaned back, my pussy facing him, lifting my t-shirt so he could see. He rolled onto his elbow, and the sheet slipped off his hips, and I could see his hand moving slowly up his shaft. This part vibrates, I explained, this little bird. I pressed it to my clit, turning it up a little higher and moaning. Ooh. And when you put it inside, I said, sliding the pink tip deep into me. Ooh. Ah. It rests right against my clit. Nifty invention, he breathed. How long have you had it? It came this afternoon, I replied, starting to move the vibrator in my pussy. I watched John's eyes. He was transfixed, his hand moving faster over his cock. And did you come this afternoon, too? He asked. Yes. I flushed, remembering Kelly. But there's more, I said. Does it slice and dice, too? He grinned at me, and I giggled. If I press this button, these little beads rotate, I said, turning it on and feeling them begin to move inside of me. The sensation was incredible, and I moved my hips with it. Damn, John whispered as he watched me. That's hot. It makes me come really hard, I whispered, moving it deeper inside of me, pressing the vibrating hummingbird close so the wings spread wide over my clit. Let me see, John murmured, watching my hand working between my legs. My eyes drifted to his cock, the tip red and wet with pre-cum, his hand pumping it faster now. I edged the vibrator up a notch, using one hand, while I tugged at my nipples with the other. John groaned, his hand flying over his cock now, as I thrust my hips up, moaning and grinding. Oh, God, I said, seeing him jerk his cock through half-closed eyes. Oh, I'm gonna come. Yeah, he breathed. Oh, fuck, Tara, you're so hot. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, John. I came hard, bucking my hips and fucking myself deep with the toy. John grunted, his cock spasming in his hand as he came, waves of hot cum bursting from the tip and running down the shaft. I slid the vibrator out of my pussy, and John reached for it. He looked at it from a few angles, turning it over in his hand. That was a surprise, he said, his eyes slipping back down to my wetness. A good surprise? I asked, sitting up on my elbows and looking at him. He nodded, smiling, reaching for me, and I went to him. You really like hearing me jerk off? He asked after a moment. I nodded against his chest. I've been listening at night, I admitted. Sometimes I touch myself too.
Really?
He asked, sounding shocked. I just nodded again. You're full of surprises, aren't you? I looked at the vibrator in his hand and smiled. He didn't know the half of it.